Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Or you can check out the podcast, How to Do Everything This Week. Mike and Ian teach you how to make your next trip to Afghanistan the biggest surprise ever. Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lauren Becker calling from San Francisco.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I am great. I'm really excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. What do you do in that beautiful city?
I work for an independent all-girls school.
Okay.
Right along the ocean.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what do you do for them?
I do development, so I do a lot of project management and fundraising.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
No, it's more like fundraising.
Fundraising. Well, welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
James Cameron might think that I'm manic, but it won't happen twice, so why panic? I'm not tempting fate. My ship will be great. I'm building another...
Titanic?
Yes! Exactly right. Australian billionaire Clive Palmer announced this week he's building the Titanic 2. He says it'll be exactly like the first Titanic in every way except the sinky way. Titanic 2 is scheduled to follow the original Titanic's path once it is launched in 2016. Coincidentally, a wealthy glacier in Greenland just announced construction of what it's calling Iceberg 2. Here's your next limerick.
Now that hunting is kept under locks, they've found some new prey for us jocks. We hear bugles that call and load paint-filled balls, hunting humans dressed up like a...
fox?
Yes, fox. Very good. Tired of sitting around your enormous country estate with nothing to do now that fox hunting has been banned in Britain? Well, now there's an even better alternative, human fox hunting. It works like this. One person dresses up as a fox and runs away while you and your friends chase him down with paintball guns. Then the guy playing the fox has to spend the rest of his life draped around your wife's shoulders.
Ooh. Well, you know what Oscar Wilde said?
What did Oscar Wilde say?
Everything.
He said, fox hunting is the unspeakable in pursuit of the inedible.
No more. Here is your last limerick.
It's a little unwieldy to lug, but it's soft and it's warm and it's snug. A fuzzy plush phone that's a small human clone. Like a pillow, I'm able to...
Oh, God. Snug, lug. This is a hard one.
It is a hard one. Actually, it's very soft and affectionate, so you want to...
hug it?
Yes, hug!
Ooh.
How many times have you been on the phone and thought, man, I wish I was hugging this telemarketer right now? Well, so in Japan, they've introduced the Hug-V, a high-tech, huggable pillow phone that makes it seem like you're actually cuddling up with the person you're talking to. It's great for talking to your long-distance girlfriend and will scar you for life when your mom calls on the other line. Carl, how did Lauren do in our quiz?
Lauren had three correct answers, Peter. So, Lauren, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or answering machine.
Well done.
Great.
Thank you so much for playing, Lauren.
Thank you.